This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, I'm old enough to remember when Paul Ryan, allegedly the leader of the Republicans, although it was never clear he was actually Republican, leader of the Republicans declared the Republican Party was done participating in fighting in any way in the culture wars, that from now on what we would do is we would just focus on financial stuff. We'd focus on, you know, cutting spending or something. He never got around to that part.
Yeah,
so I'm not
exactly.
sure exactly what they were doing. But
were those efforts going?
They opted out of the culture war. And so after that, Democrats promptly moved men into women's showers mm-hmm. and tried to turn everything into one big orgy. Is essentially where they were going with this. I mean, not to be gross, but that's where they were going with this. And we saw some of it right here in the upstate. I will never forget. It's one of the most iconic stories of the time I've been here. Sex offender from Charlotte thought he'd come down here to South Carolina to a Cracker Barrel because, you know, he has rights, and that he would just sit there and hang out in a women's bathroom, not really understanding this is South Carolina, bud.
Yeah.
This is still America. I mean, it's not like the People's Republic of Charlotte. It's very different. I mean, it's just like a 2.5-hour drive. But let me tell you, it's two different worlds. And because I know I've lived to both. And so he tried it and he thought he'd hang out in there. And the girl, he collided with a girl's softball team. And one of the girls is using the facilities, looks down, and he's looking up at her from the other stall. One of my favorite pictures of all time is him sitting on a curb, bleeding. Because the fathers beat him up. And the idea that you could, as a registered sex offender, come down here and hang out in a girl's bathroom was given to him by the Democrat Party, who told him not only was it okay, it should be celebrated. It was the best ever. One big inclusive party. It's over now, as far as women's sports go. This is a massive win in the culture wars. Lee, we haven't gotten a win in the culture wars in so long.
Yeah. And this is a highly popular win, too, that you can't.
Very popular.
Don't even start talking about the Trump being a dictator or what happened to democracy. No. If you look at the polling, overwhelming, and it does not matter the party, overwhelming majorities of people of Americans agree with this policy.
The NCAA has just banned, this is what we're talking about here, men, biological men in women's sports. So the NCAA, for people who are not huge sports fans, is obviously an organization made up of 1,100 colleges and universities in all 50 states. That collectively enroll more than 500,000 student athletes. So this is done. Boys are out of college sports. We'll never have to have another catastrophic brain bleed again. like we did in North Carolina. I'll never forget interviewing the volleyball player a couple of months ago. I interviewed her up there. She got dinged at, you know, with a ball in the head.
Spiked.
Yeah. And I'd read she had a concussion. I didn't realize. I talked to her over a year after this happened. She has permanent brain damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From that, she never could play volleyball again. She's not steady on her feet. She can walk, but she's not real steady on her feet. She has good days and bad days. She was a great student before. She has to have a tutor now because of the brain damage. She has learning disabilities she didn't have before. A transgender boy did that to her, and he laughed about it after. That's never going to happen again, not at the college level. So that's fantastic. And it also gets the boys out of the changing room, which was not a small thing. And, you know, I'll never forget, Lee, this started in the People's Republic of Charlotte. It did. That was the first, the first time that I saw that was the Charlotte Observer editorial board saying that women were going to have to get used to seeing male, women and girls, they wrote, quote, women and girls were going to have to get used to seeing male genitals in the changing room. And just live with that, be okay with it, celebrate it. Nobody's celebrating.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
So this is a huge win. This is a big day. And showing that, like, you know what? Republicans can win the culture war.
And you know what? Riley Gaines should get the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
She should. She really should.
I make that nomination now because she has championed that like nobody's business.
And when she swam, I'll never forget this. This was the clinching moment for her. When she swam against a boy who had been a mediocre swimmer, she swam against him in an NCAA event. And they scored exactly the same time, absolutely identical. They had to decide who would hold the trophy on the blocks. And they decided that he would because it was a big celebratory moment. They wanted to celebrate. And there's a picture of her, the look on her face. He is standing there holding the trophy. Identical times. And he had been at best a mediocre swimmer when he swam, you know, against the men. Not somebody who was ever going to end up on the podium, getting that. And the look on her face is devastating. It's a great picture. And there's another one soon after where she's just looking over at him and he's grinning, holding her trophy. It's not his, and it will never be his again. And I can only hope the NCAA will go a step further and go back and correct the books. Because, you know, when you win at that level, that's something your grandkids will go look up, you know, and it's wrong now. We have the names of thieves and losers who were men, who swam against women, and that doesn't need to be. It needs to be adjusted.
Well, I think there's a precedent for that because I believe if there are investigations for college sports programs that violate rules that have won championships, they've gone back and taken that or at least, awarded it to the second place or you know, whatever the next college was. I believe there's precedent for that.
And the big win here, of course, is cultural.
Yeah.
Is when you set a norm. Some of these norms I thought would never be rolled back that the Democrat Party has set, and we're rolling them back. And this is just, it's like a miracle every day, you know, and we're not even 50 days into the Trump administration. So this is a huge, huge win. It's going to have great repercussions for women going forward. Women who will, you know, be able to hold places on podiums that they earn. They will not have to get out of the way because the man says so, which to me is one of the most misogynistic things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you win if the man doesn't want the trophy.
That's a great point,
but if the man wants the trophy, then you don't have to stand aside.
And all that man has to do is says, I'm a woman.
Yes, he's very fragile mentally, and you'll have to stand aside. And it doesn't matter how you've trained to win that national championship or that national award. It doesn't matter all those years of, you know, on the road. And
sacrifice.
Efforts. It doesn't matter. You'll have to stand aside. And nobody's going to have to stand aside, at least not at the college level anymore. So this is a massive day. This is a day we stop and we take a moment to celebrate, because we should celebrate. And we celebrate the cultural win. And again, we should also celebrate the fact, Lee, that when it comes to sports, 81% of Americans agree with us. When it comes to likely voters, 81%. As Scott Jennings pointed out on CNN, the Democrats cannot continue being on the wrong side of losing issues, the 20% side, and think they're still going to have a party.
But even the majority of Democrats agreed with this in this polling
they
that
did.
Was done. A majority, I mean, not like 51%. I mean,
It was in the 60s.
I think it was like 67% of Democrats agreed with this.
Yeah, this was the Democrat leadership.
So
this,
you know,
crazy idea they got.
They're definitely on the wrong side of the issue.
Absolutely. Okay. Unbelievable. Terrorists threw a big party and USAID paid. Folks, wait till you hear that. No, well, you paid. Wait till you hear who you paid. Coming up next.